Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. Towards the bottom of Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings the memory of Rav. Yetzahara is doymel lezvov. Yetzahara is compared to a fly. The Yoshev being shnei maftachei halev, and it parks itself between the two heart chambers. Shenemar, zvuvim avis yavish, yabiya shemen rekeach. The Pasuk is talking about how flies of death could corrupt and putrefy very, very good smelling oil. Thank you, Art Scroll. And therefore, the Yetzirah similarly could take a person that's a otherwise good person and bring him down very, very quickly. Now, there are many Mefarshim that explain the connection between the Yetzirah and Hazvuv. I would like to show you the Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Dalet in the Prakim that are brought after Shar Gimel, where he says, he's discussing how the Yetzirah has many different tricks to get a person to commit averus. If he can't get him to do the averus directly, he'll try to get him to do certain mitzvahs that are above this person's madrega. And once he gets him into this situation where he's doing these mitzvahs which are really too much for him, then the person's going to fall off and perhaps be miyayish. And slowly the Yetzirah will get him into a situation where he'll be worse off than he started. And if you look in the Haggah over there, he says, V'ulai, Gam lozeh ramzu chazal ba'amram. Maybe this is what chazal mean. Our Gemara, Yetzirhara doyme lezvuv v'yoshev bein shnei maftachei halev. And he explains that we know that the mishkan of the Yetzir Tov is in the right side of the heart. And the mishkan of the Yetzirhara is in the left side of the heart. And he brings the pasuk from Kehelis, lev chacham l'yeminoi v'lev ksil l'smoilei, which the Gemara, our Gemara, brings a couple lines later to explain the kidneys of a person, that the right one is a advisor for good, and the left one is an advisor for bad. And the Gemara brings this pasuk in Kehelis, so the Nefesh HaChaim uses it for the heart as well. And he says that the Yetzer Toiv knows where he's supposed to stay. He always stays to the right. He never is miyayitz a person to do anything besides for pure good. However, the Yetzer Hara, he doesn't always stay in the place that he belongs, in the left chamber of the heart. And he doesn't always use his powers to get a person to commit an avera directly. Rather, he jumps around. He comes to the chalal hayamin to fool a person and to act as if he's the Yetzer Tov. So he shows up in the right chamber of the heart, so to speak, acting as if he's the Yetzer Tov, to try to get people, use the wording of the Nefesh HaChaim, lahan higoy b'teisefes kedusha, to try to get a person to act with added kedusha. And a person will not notice at that time, at that point, that the inner intentions of the Yetzer Hara are full of bitterness and bad. Chas v'shalom. And interestingly enough, the Sefer B'chayta B'chayim, written by Reb Chaim Goldberg, who is a Rosh Hashiva in Tells Cleveland, actually brings the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph, Amar Aleph. The famous Gemara had this Sar Shel Esav look. Did it look like a Malach HaMaves? Did he look like a Goy, Ka'ivir Chavim Nidmaloy? Or did he look like a Tamar Chacham? And he wants to explain that the Tzad of the Gemara, the Man Amar that says that he looked like a Tamar Chacham, is with this Nefesh HaChayim. That he came across acting as the Yetzer Tov to try to convince Yaakov Avinu that things that were really averus should appear as mitzvahs. And as a twist for Nyana de Yoma, right before Parsha Zachar, the Pritzadik of Tzadik Kain in his drasha for Parsha Zachar says that we know, and he brings the Zayar, that Amalek is the Yetzer Hara. Our Yetzer Hara today is connected to Amalek. And he says the same exact thing as Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner, and he brings out Gemara, that the Yetzer Hara tries to get people to do mitzvahs and increase their madregas of kedusha, and appears to them as this wonderful Talmud Chacham, this Rav, we're going to help you do good, even though the inner intentions are, the deep intentions are to bring you down the wrong path. So a person has to realize there are times that it's the Yetzer Hara that's telling him to do things that he really can't do, even though it might be an exciting thing to do, exciting thing to take on, but he has to realize not to jump madregas. And with that, he'll be able to grow madregas slowly but surely till he becomes a tremendous Tamar Chacham, a tremendous Eved Hashem, in all ways.